Hello. Hello, my friends. It's just Norm.
Hi.
It's Saturday afternoon, July the 2nd, 2016. I'm running in my neighborhood, starting from New York Avenue at Lagarto, and traveling south to see where. There's the mailman. I knew it. Just distracted by a mailman sighting. Roselle is anxiously awaiting her shipment of art snacks, which is a little box of art supplies that I buy for her every month. I'm gonna make a little unscheduled house stop here because I want to see if they delivered her art snacks. Give me a second here. Nope. All right, well, I saw the mailman earlier, and they usually come down my side of the road first and then turn around, but we all saw him going up the other side of the road, and I had not heard him come down my side. A little distracted here. Trying to pause the recorder, catch my breath, and debate on saying hello to the walker by who was focused with his eyes trained steady to the ground and not to the right and not to the left. So I didn't want to break that train and give him one of my abrupt hellos. Anyway, I'm allowing myself to become extraordinarily distracted early on in trying to complete some sort of logical sequence of speech. I'm gonna take my first walk break here, so. I know it's been almost 2 weeks since I put out a recording, and so that's why I'm recording today. I don't really feel as though I have much to say, but knowing me, if I just get started talking, things will crop up. So that's the plan. It's the usual nonsensical offering you've come to love and expect from me. And as I start late in the day with a great sense of laziness in my heart, I feel very sluggish and sloggy today. Slovenly, that's probably a better word. And the anticipation that it was going to be a quiet run because I didn't see too much in the way of traffic around my neighborhood, and it's the 4th of July weekend and it's overcast and cloudy. I thought it'd be kind of a quieter kind of run, but you hear the different elements of noise creeping in. But it's all good. It's not obnoxious noise in any stretch of the imagination. I wonder how all of you are doing. It seems like I've been even more far removed from social media this past week or so. It may not even be that, but it just feels like it. It feels like I've lost touch with everybody near and dear to me. That could be my own false perception, but it does feel that way. And admittedly, I've not been posting much or listening much to podcasts. The last one I heard was Carlos and Derek, and I think that was a week and a half or so ago. Such is the busyness of life. Work has been extraordinary. I'll just say extraordinary. All-consuming, I guess, is a better descriptor. I'm going to take this other walk break. I'm not used to taking walk breaks this early in the run, but I feel a bit winded. I feel like I'm a couple pounds more than I should be. I think I was 202 this morning, but I felt kind of bloated. And I know I feel better when I'm hovering between 195 and 199. That's more so like after a run in the next morning. Anything under 2, I feel a little better, but maybe that's why I'm huffing and puffing. My week of running has been okay. I got two decent runs on the Courtney Campbell. One on, let's see, did I run Monday, Wednesday this week? I think I did. Monday, Wednesday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I ran Monday and Wednesday. One of those runs. Let's see. I think it was Monday. I got 7 miles in. But along about mile 5, somewhere in there, I got a phone call. And it was my beloved son, Cameron, and also his attending paramedic who were calling me. They called to inform me that he'd been involved in a motorcycle accident close to his home. But it turns out he's fine. We feared maybe a leg injury, but it's just some soft tissue swelling and a couple of stitches. I think the motorcycles may be beyond repair. It may be totaled, I'm not sure, but it's always a scary thing when you get that phone call. But again, he's alive, no bones are broken. No internal organs are lacerated or damaged. And that's the big picture for me. It's always the thing I'm looking at far and above everything else. Everything else can be managed. So that was Monday. And I got the call at 5 miles. I still had to attain those next 2 miles just to get back to my car. And once I did, then I drove back to Tampa General Hospital, to see him. And then after assuring all was well, made my way back to Dunedin. Got me in bed around 10:30, 11 o'clock, which is way, way, way past this old man's bedtime, leading to a kind of a crabby, less than stellar Tuesday. But Tuesday night brought rest, and Wednesday brought another run of 7 miles at the Triple C. The temperatures have been extraordinarily steamy. However, I know that I've not seen the worst of the heat when I'm able to make the run without feeling oppressed or nauseated or fatigued. And both of those days, I can say that I made the run and feeling in pretty good shape. So, very hot, probably not as hot as it's gonna get. And able to navigate my way through consecutive miles without feeling too shabby. And without a majority of walk breaks, I might add. That's kind of been my MO lately, is not an absence of walk breaks, but even though I have the watch set to 2-1 run walk breaks, I rarely take those 1-minute walk breaks in the beginning, maybe even in the middle of the run. I just instead take a walk break if I feel like I need it. So, I've run down New York, across Union Street to Ridge Lane, which is a half cul-de-sac. It makes like an L, and that dumps me off here on North Highland Avenue, across from the Highland Glen Apartments, where I now have 2-lane traffic, a bit busier than where I've been, but it's not a major highway. I'm gonna take this walk break just because I'm feeling out of sorts today. Actually, I probably would not have taken that walk break if I had been able to continue running, but by stopping for traffic, I set the tone. This is a very lazy run, I have to tell you. I don't feel motivated, yet I have higher mileages in mind. I have 7 to 8 miles in mind. We'll see if I build some euphoria and some second windness as the run goes on. It's, if I didn't tell you, it's overcast. There've been some sprinkles, but there's no lightning and thunder, and the radar doesn't look threatening, and the hour-by-hour forecast doesn't give a very high chance of precipitation, so I'm going for it. I want to get this run in. Would like to have gotten it in this morning, but I slept in. Actually, I woke up about 6 a.m. No, 5:30. I tossed and turned and wound up falling back asleep, so I kind of took care of that. I would have went up to Hammock Park if I got up earlier. And when Mrs. Rosenberg works on Saturdays, it usually means I'm gonna have to get it before her to run, or after she gets off of work, of my own accord, because I just don't feel right leaving the girls home alone. They're old enough. You know, Rosella's watched her before, babysat, if you will. It's just something, I feel very overprotective, so that's just me. I can't enjoy the run. No, my girls are home alone, and I'm not there to oversee them, nor is their mother. So, sensitive, conscious norm as I am. So 14 miles going into today, I'll get my desired 19, 20, or 21 miles. How you doing? Good, thanks. There's a guy smoking a cigarette stepped out of his apartment here on Highland Avenue, looking at me like, hey, who are you talking to? So, I talked to him. Coming up on Union Street, where I'm at the catty corner of the Happy Food Plaza, the Walgreens Pharmacy, and the Dunedin Elementary School. Three of those corners. I usually run just past the Walgreens and then back behind it and bearing eastbound on Union again until I get to Lexington. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Some bicyclists playing rap music and smiling friendlily. Friendly-ish. Friendly-like, whatever. My little town. That's what I have to share with you today is my little town. Go. Get through this walk break and try to get out of the habit stopping for them. It feels like I'm getting a little bit more of a rhythm going. Everybody in the Runnik community looks like they're doing well. I've not listened to JD or Kevin or Steve Hailstone in I don't know when, but instead I'm listening to Dr. James Montgomery Boyce, Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, and Dr. Steve Lawson, all speaking of spiritual matters, helping me as I cling to those spiritual matters and helping me to use the tools given to me, the gifts given to me that help me navigate through some of the more challenging steps and days of life. I did briefly text back and forth with JD as the Cubs and Mets are playing this weekend. The Mets have been really stinking the place up with abysmal to poor offensive showing the past 6 to 9 games against people that we need to beat, like the Nationals and the Braves. We did win a pair against the Kansas City Royals, but really, we've not been playing well. On Thursday, the first night of the opener of the 4-game series with the Cubs, we won by error, I believe. I didn't see the game. I know we got a couple homers, but I believe there's an error on the Cubs at the end of the game. Depends on how you look at things. Mets win, flat out, that's it, they won. Or if you want to say, well, they lost on an error, I won't even address that. But last night, we got a lot of offense from James Loney, our backup first baseman, and who else? Our called up outfielder, Brandon Nimmo. And I want to see somebody else got a home run. I can't remember who it was. It was home runs right off the two first batters. I can't remember who they were. Anyway, final score was 10-2 or 10-1. So that felt good against a quality pitcher. I think it's Josh Hamels or Hamilton, I don't know, but he's pretty good. So tonight it'll be Bartolo Colon against Jake Arrieta. Arrieta's a tough pitcher. So, you know, at best I'll split the series with the Cubs. No, at best I'll get a series victory if we win tonight and then lose Sunday. At worst I'll get a series split if they take the next two games. So that's a step in the right direction. I tell you, the Cubs are just, they're a great team. And they're tearing up the National League. It's my team I've been a bit concerned about. But as I've said before, we're just coming up on the All-Star break, and you got to keep plugging away and see what'll happen. You know, everybody would like their team to dominate, but it's not always in the cards, right? I'm looking at my timer here. Looks like I may have pushed the record button a bunch of different times to pause this, and I may have started new recordings. So it looks like there's 7 recordings on there, and there was none when I started, so I'll have to do some editing. I was trying to pause it, but anyway. So yeah, congratulations to JD's Cubs, a quality team. I always like to tip my hat to the other guy. I took an early walk break here because now it's saying walk. I'm all messed up. My run walk breaks. What else is going on? Plans are being busily and hastily prepared by the girls for the renewing of our wedding vows. That'll take place in late August. The girls have their dresses. We've secured the hall or the room. It's at a country club. And we've got the DJ and the Facebook invitations went out. These are mostly my wife's girlfriends. Some close family, but I don't have any friends. I mean, like close, you know, it's not like I hang out with anybody. We know that. I'm a loner guy. I have some friends, but you know, this is for my wife. This is something she wants to do. It means something to her, and I want to do it. But as I have to keep reminding her, this should be simple. This should be about, oh man, that looks good. I should stop my run and come over and help you cook. Grilling some chicken out there. I'm on Lexington Drive now, which is another half semi cul-de-sac. It's going to bring me back out onto Patricia. Highland turns into Patricia as you run north. But, back to what I was saying, I keep telling my wife this is about she and I looking into each other's eyes, recommitting our lives to each other, rededicating and saying our vows again because we love each other and we're grateful we've had this time together and we're grateful that we can, with God's grace, go into the future together. For me, it's not about DJs and dancing and partying. I mean, I know that goes along with it, but I guess I'm a bit unbalanced. I guess I'm just gotten a lot more serious as I've gotten older. Or sedate. Is that a better word? You know. I think I'm running a little too fast here. That's what it is. The moment in time says 11 minutes per mile. Maybe that's why I'm a little out of breath. I'm trying to slow this down. These are the quiet neighborhood streets I was envisioning when I planned my route before leaving the house. When I go up Patricia Avenue, past the bowling alley and the convenience store and some of the little specialty Cuban shops, I think I'm gonna turn right onto a road called Cedarwood, which I don't think I've explored before, simply because it's a back neighborhood street and I may get some more of this kind of ambiance. I think Kevin is flying to a vacation spot somewhere in the Caribbean this weekend. That's what Facebook looked like to me. Carlos put out a very charming video of his run around town today. And Steve Hailstone, though I've not heard anything from him in a while, has been getting back to running. Slowly, albeit surely, and I'm happy for him. He's been wanting to move forward and in good health from his circulatory event this past winter. I got an email from Spreaker the other day. They've changed their plan. So, as to where you used to have 10 hours of free storage, now it's 5 hours. And I think the recording time may have been decreased as well. But I had to go in there and delete 5 hours worth of recordings, which I liked to just leave up there because people do come back and listen to them. I saw where there were X amount of listens that had increased since I last even looked at the page, which has been a while. I've not been using Spreaker that much, so I've not been doing walk breaks all that much. So I either need to start using it a little bit more. I mean, if I have it, and if the time is more precious, I should consider using it more. Or maybe consider just giving it up and staying with Run Norman. Just food for thought. Note to self, right? Just ran past Umberto's Pizza Parlor. And now, through a medical professional building and a huge, huge vacant lot just to my right, or on the east side of Patricia, where the Television Ratings Corporation, AC Nielsen, used to stand. This was a large point of commerce and economic boom to the Dunedin area a while back, but they've since packed up and moved to another spot, and then again to another spot. I don't even think they're in Dunedin anymore. But these vacant lots are pieces of property that the city badly wants to develop. But it meets a lot of resistance from citizens, because people want to keep the quaint feeling of Dunedin continuing. And also, economics are at a premium now. Construction is nowhere like what it used to be. You used to see people building stuff all over. Now it's far and away rare that anybody's building even a residential project. Now currently across the street, the Dunedin Fresh Market, the Highland Animal Hospital, and coming up on Dunedin Lanes, which houses the Chatterbox restaurant, or so it says, on the outside of the building. I wanted to give you a little bit more of an idea with some of the landmarks around here. Kind of inspired by Carlos's video today. I don't know that I feel like I have enough initiative to pull out my camera, because I'd like to focus on the run, and that distracts me a lot. So now I've turned right on Cedarwood, and I've conquered almost 2.5 miles thus far. By Oakwood Drive. This is a single family home subdivision. Modest homes, modest vehicles in the driveway. Lots of big oak trees, which are very attractive. And a bit of an incline I find myself on. It's no discreet up, 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 but it's a bit of an incline. Now this, once I curl around, will take me north to Virginia Avenue, where I will run back west until I catch Patricia again and take that north once again. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
You got work for it tonight.
Well, the sun's not out, so that helps a little. Friendly lady walking her dog. I think that is making a lot of difference on the run. I'm not paying attention to pace, but the sun not bearing down on me, I think, is giving me a little bit of pep to my step. Is that a word? Is that a phrase? Yeah. She was walking a gorgeous, it was either a German Shepherd or it actually had the look of one of those Alaskan Huskies. You know, that dark blackish grayish coat and those steely blue crystal eyes. I'll be coming up to Virginia Arms, which is a condominium complex on the north side of Virginia Street, right near the fire station where I used to work at. The girls were asking me all kinds of questions about the fire department. We were at dinner last night. And it's kind of interesting because they were curious as to whether I ate dinner there and if there was a kitchen and beds and bathrooms there. And I told them yes. And that kind of fascinated them. I'm sure I've told them this before, but maybe it slipped their mind. It was really kind of interesting from the perspective of just the day prior to that conversation. I happened to be thinking about my lost and fallen firefighter brother, Lieutenant Jim Murphy. The Murph, who passed away last August. And I found myself going through some of the photos of he and the fire department just about a night prior, and my girls were asking me about it. So you never know when memories will come flooding back into your mind. Well, this is going to be it as far as lack of noise, because I'll be coming up on a bit more of a traffic area on Virginia and Patricia, but it was nice respite. The next spot, which may be less noisy, will be once I get past Main Street up into Patricia, San Christopher, and San Salvador streets, which are the next goals for my mileage linkage. Oh, it's Heather Lake. Many of these condominiums. I thought it was Virginia Arms. That might be the next one over. Get across the street. Heather Lake condominiums, and as I run westbound now, I may happen across Virginia Arms. Tomorrow night is the midnight run, but I'm not doing it. I'd rather be in bed sleeping at 12 midnight tomorrow than be running on the causeway. I can get a long run in the following day on Monday. I'll be off of work. Unscheduled walk break. While I'm on Victoria Drive now, and I think I'm gonna get hit by a sheet of rain, which, while I don't mind, tends to alter my gait some, because you know you kind of find yourself trying to hurry the run and get through the rain. I think I'll practice concentrating on staying settled, leaning back and enjoying the rain. So this is just Norm with an amble about my town mindlessly, but wanting to reach out to you, my brothers and sisters, with an offering. So as always, please know that I love you, and we'll talk again. Bye-bye.